Lifting the lid. Human consciousness is currently hovering in the realm of reason. Reason is, by its very nature, a limited vantage. It falls just short of love. Love in human experience is a fleeting feeling. It comes and it goes. It never lasts. Something always is allowed to intercept it. And so it fades and dissipates and disappears, and with it, trust decays. Yet the human spirit, oriented to its North Star, love, always craves it. It always yearns towards it, and so it seeks it again and again. The human spirit will continue to seek love until it finds it and maintains it and never leaves it. The human spirit will not stop longing for love until it is reunited with its great love, until it is wholly re-entwined with love itself again. And so the question arises, among us who consciously knows this longing for love, for union with the divine, and how do we effect this sacred vow now? How do we co-creatively, proactively invest ourselves in bringing this fully into presence? How do we lift the lid of human experience? How do we let the light in? How do we effectively expand our minds beyond their conditioned limitation? How do we rewire our consciousness from several channel to infinite channel? How do we awaken without getting fried? Lifting the lid is an experiment in transcending the current ceiling of human consciousness and opening the collective via the individual mind to omnidimensional perception. It is the amassing of sufficient energy within the human system to propel ourselves like a pole vaulter over the ceiling of reason, that which allows for a continuous festering of unresolved past, the suffering that, when unattended to, permits planetary destruction and violence of all kinds. From the looking down from up vantage, we regain through this vaulting, we liberate tremendous energy. This newfound vibrancy allows us to attend to all that is beyond Ego Commission 1's day-to-day fixations. We mobilize potent energy to effect active change. Lifting the lid calls for utmost integrity. Reverence for the sacredness in all life is implied. Lifting the lid involves, amongst other elements, discerning benevolence and growing fortified relationships with unseen intelligence again. Rapidly developing ultra-flexibility in humans. Trust, deep trust. Sensing subtle energies and becoming masters of following our cues. For our cues are how divine intelligence speaks to us, how it guides us around apparent obstacles and over evident hurdles, both real and imagined, internal and external, human and beyond. Our cues, as if committing our free wills to listening astutely, walkie-talkie-like, to divine intelligence both beyond and within human form, are what will reveal to us a collective human map. Our cues are what will lead us home. Our cues are what will allow us to transcend planetary ails for once and for all. Our cues are what will set us free. For it is our cues, direct guidance from the vantage which can perceive all things, that has the potential to guide us beyond all suffering. And it is our egos who must become acquainted with, familiar with, and thus inspired by our cues in order that we may follow them. Cues, just like actions and gestures and speech that advance the plot in a play in a most certain way, are what we need now. Curiosity, longing, commitment to exploring, and dedication. Dedication to developing keen awareness of our ego, our soul, and shifting their dualistic poles to the union of their co-pilot and pilot seats. Through this, our egos naturally gain familiarity with following our cues. Following our cues is like following glistening white lanterns placed by divinity throughout a dense forest. They are our path home.